Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Ed Harrington is here. Edward's back. CEO of Ideas to Go, co-author of Outsmart Your Instincts, an ideation expert, a brainstorming pro, and our good friend, Ed Harrington. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be back.
Good to have you back, as always. So I was telling the audience before you got here that we're continuing to live the Chinese curse, which is may you live in interesting times. I think we can put that curse on steroids this year because we never know what tomorrow will bring. That's been going on forever, but we think we have enough of a history of living and doing business, we think we can project what's going on, but we've got this thing that I think the results of the coronavirus is a black swan because of the speed of what it's doing, how it's disrupting things, whether it's justified or not. It is disrupting a lot of stuff. I think that element is black swan, a black swan effect. I call it the effect, but So projections, which are always wrong, are almost thrown out the window. So we're entering a period, I think, right now, Ed, where we need your advice on this. How do we talk to each other about which way do we go? What do we prepare for? How do we move? How do we adjust if things go one way or the other? What do you think?
Well, you know, I wish I had the answers, but, you know, you can get it if you work with more people, which we've done a lot of. And one of the things when we have a discussion group or we're brainstorming, I hate to say it, but we start with rules. There are no rules, and here they are. And, you know, how do you facilitate this? Well, we have a kind of a deal. We call it no, yes, but. You can't just complain about somebody's thought. What you have to do is offer a solution or question. So basically, Jim, some of it is you got to be civil. Right. Mm-hmm. And truly listen to each other. If anybody asks me what's the hardest thing to do in projects, I would say particularly client groups, getting them to listen. If you can listen well, that's good.
So if I respond to something you say by saying, there he goes again, that's not good. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. So here's like what we do with, and I'll give you an example. Typical client group, a lot of times it's Fortune 100 companies, and we come in and we say, hey, if somebody throws out an idea, what kind of reactions do you get when you're at the office, when you're, you know, working? Mm-hmm. And from clients, it'll be, that's no good. We've tried it before. Here are the problems. You know, basically very, very negative because, you know,
how about this? That won't work around here.
Absolutely. That, and we've done it before, are my favorites because everything.
Tried that before. It didn't work.
Right. What I love is we've tried that before. It won't work. We've never tried that before. We shouldn't do it. You mm-hmm. know, and that's the universe of things. Then, you know, I work with third graders and working with a third grade class, and I played the same thing on them. Okay, here's an idea. How do people react? Third graders, what do you think?
Well,
basically, that's a great idea. We have lots of ideas.
They have no baggage, Ed.
they, you know what I was going to say? It's kind of funny, but the third graders don't behave as well as the adults.
Really?
And that's why they're better. That's why they're better at being creative. So
they haven't acquired any rules yet, right?
They don't have any rules. No, well, it's, I mean, I hate to, like, parallel it to this coronavirus, but, it was, you know, kids have a very different physiology, brain matter going on.
Right.
Which is, they get coronavirus, they just don't come up with symptoms like the adults do.
Right,
because
exactly.
They adjust, they absorb it really easily, and that's true about things like being creative. Mm-hmm. It's like second nature to them.
So what's the biggest, is this the biggest hurdle whenever you're talking to a group and you're trying to get them to do some brainstorming, some ideation? What is the biggest breakthrough that you have to do? If they said, okay, where do we absolutely start? What's the one thing you have to do to make sure the session does not get derailed early on?
The one thing, I wish I had a choice of more than one. If I could do one thing, and it's a little more than one thing, but I would basically tell them how to behave, and I would basically enforce that behavior, because a lot of times you get to the point where you say, you know, I don't want to be the bad guy, so I'll let you do. But I would say that's the one thing, and try to get rid of the negativity. It's fine to have negativity. You just have to handle it the right way.
Well, you know, over the years, I've trained a lot of people, a lot of salespeople. I used to make a living doing that, training sales groups, and I would be introducing them to ideas that they'd never heard before, but that I knew worked. I knew worked because they were classic, and they weren't doing any of them. And there might be 15 or 20 people in the audience that I was working with, and invariably, and I mean invariably, there would always be one old head, one knucklehead graybeard, who would literally, some of the times, they would defy me in front of everybody. They'd stand up and defy me in the session, even though the boss was paying me to come in there and apply these new methods. He would defy me, and he wasn't behaving, and you know, I had to straighten it out. I had to make him, you know, an example.
Well, exactly. I was going to say, that happens to us in our discussion groups, and you can't let it happen too much. I mean, okay, they're trying to express themselves, but and one trick you can do if you're doing a discussion group with a group of consumers, whatever, is stand behind. And this is hard when you're doing a, you know, upfront session in some ways.
Yeah.
But go stand behind the person, and it really disarms them. You know,
right.
It's just something.
And this is important, because if you do this, I mean, if you do it among yourselves in your own organization with your own teams, there's going to be somebody like this, isn't there? What if you just bring them up and say, okay, I'll tell you what, I'm going to sit down. George, you come up here and tell us how to do it.
That's it. And I was going to say one of the other things. So, for example, I was.
By the way, it's always a guy. It's never a lady. It's always a guy.
Well, I hate to tell you, but it's possibly true. But I'm sitting and I'm doing something, and we got a note from the back room, which is how people say, hey, ask this question.
Yeah.
Hey, do you want this new credit card to be blue or green if we made it a color? Well, we don't ask questions like that. We simply say, hey, what color would you like it to be?
Mm-hmm.
And then the consumers will come up with eight different colors and tell you.
Hold on to that thought. Hold on to that thought, Ed. I got to take a quick break. Ed Harrington, ladies and gentlemen. Ideas2go.com, is that right?
That is correct, sir.
And by the way, folks, my color would be tweed.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.